Ladies and gentlemen, the Ed Wise Orchestra, would you welcome? Ed Wise. And the star of our show tonight, Mr. Martin Mull.
You can do today. Don't leave things half finished.
Just got here. Were you late or maybe in the bathroom? Okay. Because what happened was Eddie was introduced, he came up, and I came up, and I sat down, and he played a long overture. I said, thank you. And we played the song, and he goes, don't put off till tomorrow, which you can do today. Don't leave things half finished. And I left it just half finished, which was a real surprise to everybody. Everyone laughed at me. And then we went right into a song called I Want to Be God, which is like a sacrilegious kind of thing, but not really. It's more like just about like a person's brain and where they get to. You know, there's a lot of levels. You'll see it in the reviews. And kind of up-tempo, key of D. And it's the only thing we have in D, I think. And then I sat down, it's pretty funny with the cigarette, and now you're here. So. Nice to see you. Next time, get a sitter. Now we're all up today. I guess anybody else in the head? Okay, of course, they couldn't put their hands up if they were. I'm sorry, it's a little shaky. We're not used to doing this. We've been. I haven't been playing many concerts lately, and when I knew I had a chance to come back to Tampa, you know, I said the thing anybody would say in their right mind, you know, how much? And they told me. And they upped it from last year, so I said, absolutely, I love Tampa. I smoke. I started out here at Tampa campus, but been doing mostly television and movies. The past year or so, I've watched a lot of both. Go to the movies and I watch the credits at the end, see the names, I write them down, find out how many are listed, and call them up and tell them I'm interested, and I'm hoping that something come out of that. But you never forget, really, the touring and being on the road. It's always been a fascinating thing for Ed and I. I mean, it's changed now that we're married now. Now, Eddie has three wonderful children and a wife, and I have a couple of stepchildren and a wife, and so, you know, we're settled down. And in the old days, when we were single and crazy, we'd do things like, I would go to hotel rooms and be, you know, rock and roll bands, I guess, always have that reputation of, like, trashing their room or something. I don't know where it started, but we were guilty, too. I remember once we stayed at a place and, he took all the furniture and moved it a little bit so the angle was off. I tore off a corner of the blotting paper on the desk, used all the towels, ordered room service and didn't finish it. I left like a few fries and half of a salad. And then we checked out without making our beds. I know, it sounds loony, but you know, you're just letting off steam, I think, when you're on the road that way, and it just helps. One time we tipped 10% instead of 15%. Guy's eyes went through. Oh, it's incredible. But these days it's a little straighter, and one night that sticks out in my mind, I remember we were down in El Paso, Texas, not too long ago. There it was, El Paso, we were playing concert. I remember it well. I remember that the concert ended early because we ran out of things that we knew. As the boys went to the car, well, me, I ambled for the bar. I found 1,600 drunken Mexicans and you. And I just drank enough till she looked good to me. And by the morning, I was sober that I drank it. Waking up where I did not intend to be. Between the sheets with the pig in the blanket. I woke up the following morning, honey, with such a pounding in my head. The room was such a mess, strewn with pieces of your dress. So I grabbed that trusty old six-pack by my bed. Just drank enough till she looked good to me. Tell the truth.
soda that I drank it. Waking up where I did not intend to be. Cheek to cheek with a pick in a blanket. My friend said, Mark, you'd be much better off to just go home and yank it. But no, here I am, man and wife, with a pick in a blanket.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Oh, you have no taste. This is going to be great. That's great. Too. You don't have one of these, do you? That's kind of interesting. It's too stupid. Sometimes. Well, maybe not too stupid if I put it in the form of a question. How many of you have ever stopped to think, we're in trouble. Okay, let's go on to part two anyway. How many of you have ever stopped to think that man is the only animal that eats the ice in his drink? Thank you. There's a lot going on there, believe me. Okay, no more screwing around. We'll get down to business here, because I know the tickets were what, $3.50 and $4.50 somewhere. How much, seriously? For this? People have come to see Eddie and I. You want to hear good, solid, well-constructed, and well-executed, and meaningful bossa nova music. I know this. Okay. Let's face it, I'm not playing Dumbville. I'm in Tampa. I want to play the finest thing I can. I want to do the good stuff. I want to really come out with something that some of you smarter people can deal with, you know? Which would, of course, be my finest bossa nova offering, and that's what I'd like to do. Problem is, I don't know you all personally at this point, and you all right, dear? Oxygen, I think, would help. I don't know you all personally. I'm starting to know her pretty well, but later on we're all going to know each other real well. You're going to say, and this is a picture of Roy when he finished college, you know, and come on. Joey and spaghetti on this table, and look what Bob did in the basement, and all that kind of stuff. We'll be on that basis, I know. But at this point, not yet. And I know I have a certain way of expressing myself, especially when I'm writing songs, that brings certain things out that where I live means, you know, no one would be offended. But here, again, you know, we have a different situation. I don't know you, and I don't want to offend anyone. And it's not that I write songs purposely with bad language in them. I would not do that. Certainly not consciously. I think it happens inadvertently or just vertently. I'm not sure. It's the way I write. I write kind of stream of consciousness, I guess. Or in the case of this song here, a puddle of consciousness, I think is probably closer to it. Just kind of dip in, there's your album, take the advance and go. But I don't want to offend anyone by singing this song. Also, I notice a lot of you here are dating tonight. I must say, that is adorable. Really adorable. And a lot of people said, go to Tampa. It's such a nostalgia trip. And I said, all right, man. And I know what dating is like. I went through it years and years ago. And, you know, not on the first date, girls. Remember that? Okay, just a little kiss on the cheek. Not a French kiss on the cheek, because that's, oh, God. All this Clearasil come off on your tongue. Worse than that, I remember my first French kiss, quite honestly, this is a true life confession. I thought she threw up. Swear to God. But we've been to an Italian restaurant and a meatball sub. So later on tonight, somebody's going to get French kiss for the first time and say, God, that was great. She goes, no, I threw up. Never mind, I'm sorry, I digress. So what are we going to do about this song here? I want to play you my best song, and yet I don't want to offend you with some of the language. And, what? There's a, I bet, we, you. That's excellent. Lady back there said, excuse me, Mr. Maul, I realize this is your space. Not our time or place to speak out, but you did put it in the form of a question, so I thought I'd take the liberty of answering. Why don't you just hum the offensive lyrics? That way, those people who are a little squeamish or locally born will have nothing to worry about. And those of you who are a little bit hipper, you'll know what I'm talking about anyway. Hell, this is Tampa, you've probably done it. Yeah. So, that's what we'll do. We'll do the song anyway. A little bossa nova number, and I hope you enjoy it. And you'll figure it out, I'm sure. Incidentally, I'll be doing this in the key of A. I generally try to tell the audience what key I am playing in, just in case some hippie brought his harmonica and wants to stand up and make a jerk out of himself, okay? So give him a second to get his A harmonica out, or A harmonica. Hope you enjoy it. Bossa Nova Love Song. Last night I took you home, and we began to You were such a Only 17 Rubber shirts Leather skirts And a case of Valvoline. Pick up the soap. Mayonnaise and rope. Then from the chandelier, the three of us. Hospital for life. Whips and chains, Great Danes, my uncle's wife. Fortunately, people the responsibility of Kiss and other bands like that have come along to make that not a problem, but I know folk music still exists, and I still look around and see folk music being performed, and something interesting occurred to me once. And got the wheels turning. I noticed that most of the people involved with folk music were young. Well, I'd always wanted to stay young, so I put two and two together, and here's what I do. I think about folk music and maybe even dabble in it for an hour every week. Take a look. Thank you. I do it on Mondays. I do it right after lunch because it's really hell on an empty stomach. And about 45 minutes, and I was thinking about folk music recently, and I was thinking to myself, which is my favorite way, I was thinking and thinking and thinking, I wonder what the first great music ever written in this great country of ours was, or what the first one was in this great country. And when I say this great country, I'm referring, of course, to the United States, because I know it's liable to be some exchange student here going, oh, Miss Amol, I think I know answer. It's not what we're talking about, Genghis, okay? I'm about Blonde and Blue, America. Anyway, so I was thinking about that, and I was thinking, and finally I said to myself, Martin, and I perked right up, because I knew just who I was talking to. What? Oh, God, I'm a schizophrenic, but we're happy. So I perked right up, my minds are made up, and I said, what? And the person said, why think? Look it up. So I did. I looked it up in the Encyclopedia Britannica, which is my favorite book, and I'm sure your library has it, if you get a chance, if you can't afford it. I'm pretty into it, but not necessarily in an unnatural way. In some states, maybe, but not here. It's kind of interesting how I got into the Encyclopedia Britannica, and since we're way under, I'll just tell you. I was on the road. Small, strange little town, not unlike Tampa, and, no, I don't mean it strange, I don't mean it that way, I think, quite honestly, I think that Tampa is a very, very beautiful city, and you should be very proud of it. Oh, yeah. $11.
It's true.
That wasn't an offer, that was a description, I mean. If it was an offer, it's probably the high one. Oh, come on, he just visits some kids. No, I think Tampa's beautiful. I think this will be great when you finish it. I noticed a lot of work still going on. A lot of highways being put in, and new building fronts, and restaurants opening, and things like that. When that's done, watch out, boy. Through the roof. I think at that point, a lot of really hip people will be moving back, so good luck. Anyway, I checked into the hotel, and just an ordinary little hotel. Well, not really, because I didn't have the famous lonely room. I'm doing a little better now. I had a suite, two-room suite. The one of the rooms was primarily, I guess, the bedroom. I mean, it had the bed in there, and it had a desk and a chair, you know, and a television way up on the wall, the way I love it. And that was the main room. The other room also had a little chair, and had a desk with a sink in the desk, a mirror over the desk. I think that little chair was primarily for reading. That's what I used it for mostly, a lot of reading, in fact. And they even had a shower, as I remember now, in case you got really into your reading and wanted to hose off afterward or something. Terrific room. Went to a lot of trouble. I was just thinking that around the little reading chair, they had a paper strip that actually said on it, to show you the depth of their concern, it actually said on it, for your protection. So, but I remember after a kind of a terrible accident, I couldn't help but think, protection against what? Because I think I ran into one of the worst problems a man can face, and that is paper cuts. So, I warn you, remove that before you. 182 stitches, and I know what you're thinking, ladies, you're absolutely right. No picnic. So I was back in the room feeling kind of understandably lonely, and I decided I gotta find companionship somewhere, so I went out on the street. I was young and single, and I found what I thought was the perfect companion. It was a book called Girl to Grab. And I thought, Girl to Grab, oh boy, this is it. Run back to the room, ask for extra towels, triple lock the door, put the Do Not Disturb out, and I'm in for the night, you know. Settle down in bed, started reading. Can you imagine when I opened that little cover and there it said Girl to Grab, Volume 6 of the Encyclopedia Britannica? I felt about this big, I swear. Just the opposite of what I had in mind, but I read the whole thing. I read the garage doors, Giselle McKinsey, Gnats, I had everything in there. And so I decided to look up folk music and was quite delighted to find they had a whole article on folk music, and particularly the first folk music ever made in this country. And, well, I discovered some things that were pretty damned interesting, and I'd like to share them with you. Did you know that the first music ever made in this great country of ours was not even made in this country?
You got him scratching.
I know. Just let him just do. Okay. It was made by Columbus and his merry men as they were sailing to our new land. It was within the 3-mile limit, so it is ours. And they had all the lyrics printed out in the book, and it seemed like such a wonderful song, and especially now on the day that, I know, that when we got Pearl Harbor bombed, it seems that we ought to do something that has national interest, so we'd like very much to and try to connect those two thoughts if you could. So what we'd like to do right now is recreate America's first folk music. I hope you enjoy it. It is a cappella. You probably wonder, you know, how they sang on those ships without amps. That's how they did it. So a cappella, here we go. Okay, fine. Maybe you can help us. Come on, 8:50, have fun, come on. No one can see you do it, it's me. Maybe do waves, that's it. Can you do that? Would white water be easier? Good. I guess no one wins the $2,000. It's great to be on a ship with men and sail across the sea. Oh, we don't know where we'll land or when, but it's great to be with men. It's great to be with men, 'cause men can sweat and men can stink and no one seems to care. Oh, we'll throw the dishes in the sink and clog the drain with hair. Oh, clog the drain with hair. Men, 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 it's a ship all filled with men. So batten down the ladies' room, there's no one here but men, 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 men. Come on, guys, men. Come on, guys, man. Facts, anyway, come on, man. They're in doubt, man. There's men above, there's men below, there's men down in the galley. There's Butch and Spike and Buzz and Biff, and one guy we call Sally, and one guy we call Sally. Men, 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 it's a ship all filled with men. You'll never have to lift a seat, there's no one here but men, 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 men. We're men and friends until the end, and no one comes between us, and no one has to squat to pee, 'cause we all have...
You can't say that.
You're right, man. Men, 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 men. We're men and friends until the end, and none of us are sissies. At night we sleep in separate beds and blow each other kisses, and blow each other kisses. Men, 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 it's a ship all filled with men. So throw your rubbers overboard, there's no one here but men.
Thank you.
thank you. Terrific singing on your part. That's wonderful. Right now, I'd like to take this opportunity, if I could, to introduce this gentleman to my right and your left. Just one of our basic differences. I think not only is he my best friend on earth, but I think known him for 15, maybe more years now. Is he awake? He's probably done more for the piano than any person I've ever met in my life. It was his idea to paint it black. He had the idea of changing the colors of some of the keys so you could find out, as he put it so beautifully, where the hell you are. He also had the idea of putting casters on the legs, which makes being on the road so much simpler and so much quicker. Because now he can follow right behind our limo, you know, just pushing away there. We pay his tolls so he doesn't have to slow down. One hand on the old piano, the other hand on what he calls piano player helper. If you know what that is, yeah, he said. Apparently we have some welder helper over there. Smoke spot removal. Hoping that little bit of brain will go away. And I think it works. But anyway, Eddie is pretty much my family. I consider him family, and since this next tune is called Noses Running My Family, I think it's only fitting that Eddie have a little piece of music to redeem himself first before we get into the song. So please welcome Mr. Eddie Wise. Stick them into other folks' affairs. Some people send away for scissors for the hairs. Some people keep them to the grindstone every minute. Some folks spend fortunes putting powder in it. Like nobody's nose. And nobody knows where it may lead you. So honey, don't you cry, blow your nose, dry your eye, 'cause I love you. And you know I need you. No sense crying over noses. Let's pretend we're Eskimos. 'Cause I love you. And you know so I need you. I need you, honey. I need you.
Thank you. Eddie Wise on the piano. That was beautiful. Thank you. Thank you. Eddie hails from Martha's Vineyard, Massachusetts. I don't know if you've been out there. So this is always a thrill for us to come down to this part of the country. We've only spent a little bit of time down here, but we're trying to sort of get the flavor of the music and everything, and we do have a brand new tune that we can maybe play for you that we wrote just recently, and we'll try it out and see what the hell, you know. It's not on a record yet, so it's the only place you can get it. Put on your recorders. Wanna kick it off? We wrote this. I wrote that. Is this about right? Is that right for the area? Ronnie bowled a 196 last week. Sheila put the beers on the table. They couldn't find the opener, so Ronnie used his teeth. Oh, how he swore up and down that he was able. He put that Michelob into his jaws, and a crack came out of his mouth. It was another lost tooth and another lost beer, but another true story from the South. Johnny knew that Jody Ray was after his tail. She was only 19, but looked 20. He took her to the drive-in with a case of champagne. It wasn't even in the set and back plenty. Jody didn't even finish half of her brew before she kissed him hard on the mouth. It was another lost tooth and another lost beer, but another true story from the South. From the South, where things like this just happen every day. A place where I'm convinced God goes to play. Oh, hush my mouth. Lordy, how I love the South. Ball on a sweep, the pulling guard was supposed to be blocking. The safety started blitzing and the guard fell asleep, and Billy Joe took a hell of a knocking. His daddy in the bleacher spilled his butt on his lap, and Billy came off holding his mouth. And you got it, it was another lost tooth and another lost beer, but another true story from the sound. Now clap your hands. From the South, where things like this just happen every day. A place where I'm convinced God goes to play. Oh, shut your mouth. Lordy, how I love the sound, the sound, the sound. Love.
Thank you very much. I'm sure you feel as proud as I now. That's great. Pardon me? Oh, dude. Isn't that sad when cousins marry? It's a killer. It should be. I'm sure he just reacted to the fact that this is so impromptu. Here we had actually planned a whole complete show, a real 850, almost an 860 show, and we were going to do a whole 1930s, 1940s review for you, and we kind of ran amok a little bit. We had tap dancers and everything, and something very funny happened, so we couldn't do it. To me, it was funny. We were driving in today, and all the dancers were killed. Oh, thank God, you have the same sense of humor, because a lot of places people go, hey, that's not funny, but you go, that's great, okay, it was wonderful. You're coming on the turnpike, and whammo, I don't know, it was an on-ramp or something, a 40-footer, there was a 40-foot semi full of badminton birdies to go down one of the Leisure Worlds, and it came on the on-ramp, whammo, right on the side of their wagon, and it was just taps and skates and skirts everywhere. Oh, God. But I don't know what to do, because we really did plan on this thing, and it does need tap dancers, and I was wondering maybe if you people could be the tap dancers. Is that asking too much? Now, I know, someone's already standing on the seat. No. Now, here's what I'm thinking. If you do that, you're going to be a bad Tampa citizen, okay? Why don't you just reach in? Do you have, like, arms on your chairs? Are they made of some kind of hard material? Are you sure that's the arm of your chair? Are they wood or metal or something like that? Okay, good. I'm asking one person. There must be 20 here, and I'm asking you. I don't know why, but I'm thinking if you reach in your pockets, took out a nickel, dime, or quarter, or something like that, put one in each hand and just tapped away, or it would sound a lot like tap dancing if we all did it. That's the idea. That's perfect. Okay, maybe just a nickel, a dime, a quarter, whatever you have left after that heavy hit at the door there, which is not my idea. I said, give us the 10 grand, let the people in for free, so don't look at mine. But anything, a mezuzah, St. Christopher's medal, your Bronson lighter, Swiss Army knife, or something like that. Earrings are good. IUD would take too long. But whatever, cufflinks, fine. That's my idea. Your astrological chain around your neck, can you part with it long enough? Okay. I think if we all do that, it'll sound just, that's perfect. Let's take a little sound check here. Ready? One. I know this not everybody tapping. That's fine. As always, the tragically hip are excused. Just don't come crying to me 10 years from now when the marriage is on the old rocker roomies and the kid has a drug problem, okay? Because you couldn't let go. So let's hear a little bit. Let's try stops and starts. Ready? Start. Stop. Okay, now don't forget. Oh, we got killers here. Don't forget all those kicks that. That kind of thing that makes all the difference. That little bit of the rockets. Perfect. Here we go. It's a tune called I'm Flexible, and you're going to have your own solo, so stay with us. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4. I'm only as good as the woman I'm with. Great. And if she's a devil, well, I'll find a level. I'm flexible. I'm only as smart as the woman I'm with. And if she's a dunce, well, I'm stupid at once. I'm flexible. I'm only as hip as the people that hang around me. I was nothing at all, was kept dying in the hall. But if the beautiful people find me, now I'm beautiful too. I do just what they do. I used to be plastic, and now I'm elastic. I'm flexible. Flexibility, it made the most of me. I'm learning to roll with the punches. The opportunity came along to me, and I hit me out and hold the time of lunches. Cause I button my bet, and they all think I'm hip.
So when you go on your trip, baby, please take my tip. Be flexible, be flexible. All right, get it. That's beautiful. Now be careful, now here comes your solo. Be very careful. And take it! And high kicking now. That's fabulous. Give yourself a hand. That's great. The punches, the opportunity came along to me, and I'm taking out $100 lunches, cause I'm the man, and they all think I'm it. So when you go on your trip, baby, please take my tip, be flexible. Won't be flexible. Terrific clapping. Thank you. God, that's great. Thank you. I didn't expect to have that much fun, not during this portion of the show. That was great. I think right now we're at a point where we're both having the same amount of fun. I notice sometimes that Ed and I will have a lot of fun, but the audience, one of them, we try to get bored and even it up. And I think, you know, maybe they're not, and we try to get them up, but right now it's perfect, because, well, we don't want to get to, where's Jerry is a very good question. Are you at the wrong show? Of course. Well, someone has to bring the paper bright and early, don't they? Must be kind of fun to be up at, whoa, 20 of 10. Pardon me? You know, that's funny. I do the same kind of thing. If I go to a Dolphins game, I'll go out in the middle of the floor and say, excuse me, Mr. Greasy, I just wanted to ask you something. That's nice. Oh, okay, why don't you do that's great. Great. It's nice to see the dress codes in effect. Thank you very much. The button says, have a nice day. Of course, it's evening. Well, I think what we'll do right here is, I think you probably notice, I get the feeling that with that kind of comfort, you know, these people probably, this isn't the first concert they've been to or they'd be intimidated. I think we've all been to concerts, a bunch of them, and I think you've probably noticed the same thing I have in the several that I've seen. Concert really doesn't really get off its tail and really start to be something with some meat on it, generally, until the encores. So, what we'd like to do is finish up right now. Yeah, this will be our last tune. Oh yeah, I wish there was somewhere we could all see each other again real soon. So we're going to finish off, and maybe, I don't know, this is the time, I guess, where at the end of the song, at least everyone gets to their feet and starts clapping and clapping and clapping and lighting matches and hollering more, more, more. We want to hear that, to be honest. It's the reason we haven't given you anything really so far, because if you'd had enough, why would you holler for more? You see what I'm saying? So, here's how we're going to get to our feet. I'll show you, just like I've done it, just now. We'll finish up, actually, with something a little different. Thank you. Sure, we've had our fun, and I've been hiding behind a mask of comedy. Excuse me. My movie's over. This is a little love song. A lot of you are saying, sure, how can he be in love? Well, I have been. It's a true little love song. I'd like to use this to kind of make our way to the wings, and after that, I guess it's in your hands. You haven't said a word in almost 7 weeks. It's hardly what you'd call a party when neither party speaks. I haven't seen you be this quiet for so long. You say you haven't changed a bit, so I guess it's me that's wrong. I've blown it. I should have known it. What am I gonna do? Honey, I'm sorry, and I truly do regret it. Okay, there I've said it. So what? It's still true. I've been an asshole over you. You've had it. Consequently, I've had it. So what else is new? I'm sitting here and yakking, and all the while you're packing. I'm forced to face facts, and it's painfully true. Stay with me, then you'd be one too. And I would be mad at you as well as mad about you. But you're right, I have blown it. I've seen a shrink, he says I own it. So what'll this poor child do? I think I'll get drunk, and then just more so and more so, fluff up the pillow to resemble your torso, and then crawl into bed, just the pillow and me. Better than nothing, screams free. You think I'm a fool? Well, it takes one to know one. Just look at what you put me through. I've been an asshole over you. It's true. Gosh, this is really amazing. I got out to the car, and they told me, that's for you, buddy. Go on back, put your suit back on, get out there. So I did, and thank you very much. This is terrific. Really appreciate it. You okay? This is, pardon me? It's so stupid to be 15 years in this business. I still have not learned the basic rules of politeness to not speak while you are. I'm sorry. Have you left? Well, there is a God. This is going to be kind of difficult here. You know, I could sit here and talk for hours, I guess, about the reasons I really love what I'm doing, and probably spent 2-3 hours up here telling you, and before I even got to the decimal point, you know, but I think it might be more interesting in a way to talk about, only because it has a happy ending, one of the reasons I really hate this business. It's, as I say, a happy ending. It's one of the things I've always hated, and I'm sure you have too, is that ugly, ugly wall that exists between big star and small audience. I think, you know, the reason I say happy ending, I think tonight we've done a heck of a job of just tearing that sucker down. How about it, huh? Pretty much. It's going to make it kind of difficult to say
to say goodnight, because I think we really have become friends, very, very good friends, and I think we've become a very special kind of friends. I think it isn't a case of saying goodnight. I think with the kind of friends we've become, it's really a case of saying goodbye. And that's not easy, not with the limitations of the English language. It's a guttural language, it's goodbye. You know, it doesn't really have all the fullness of the emotions there. And fortunately, I am bilingual. I know many different tongues. Well, we've been on the road 15 years. Let's face it, you're gonna run into it. Never mind. But play in various countries and pick up a bit of their jargon. I have a little song that is a French song, and I think it sort of says, well, good night or goodbye, better than I ever could. And it's one that I wrote while I was on the banks of the Seine, part of that time in Paris. And it's going to almost reek of authenticity, because I don't know how to say this without sounding like Mr. Moneybags or Mr. Done-It-All, seen everything, you know, kind of thing. But I'll just say it, hopefully we're all big enough not to come out with judgments. I've been to Europe. Thank you. I know a lot of you have been to Europe as well. Some of you are planning trips, bless your hearts. There are others who will never see Europe. I think we know who we are. For you people in particular, I'm going to go that extra mile that I usually go. I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, Martin, come on, don't go an extra mile. My God, man, you've been out here now for over an hour. You've worn a suit you probably paid for yourself. You flew Eddie in, you flew yourself in. You're probably staying at a hotel out of your own pocket. You create the songs, you write the music. You bring yourself here, you've given us everything you have. For God's sake, man, what is the limit here? When does it turn around and we owe you? Okay, I know what you're thinking. Yes, so far, so good, but there's more. And what I would like to do is go that one more step and bring Paris right here to Tampa. It'll only take a second, and I hope you enjoy. Thank you.
night it's been. It's too bad it has to end. Won't you give me a little kiss? As I sleep, I'll dream of this. And the chance we'll meet again sends a tingle through each nerve. It's so hard to say au revoir. So let's just say hors d'oeuvre. Hors d'oeuvre. Let's just say hors d'oeuvre.
Came by my side.
Send me that Jensen, yeah, before I tanned your hide. I can't stray from this cabin.
Take heart, my friend, you're not alone.
and they're gonna say you're stunned. It's true, that's what they'll do. But don't ever let them get the best of you. They'll say you're wrong, insist you're right. You might be wrong, well that's true. You might sort of sue, let them win it too. But don't ever let them get the best of you. No, no, don't ever let them get the best of you. Just give them what they're asking for, knowing well it's not enough. And be thankful for those times you kept inside. Cause someday you may meet someone who really knows their stuff. And you can share with them the things that you were smart enough to hide.
Nice hand for Eddie Wiles.